VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump says the United States wants audio and video intelligence from Turkey about the disappearance of a U.S.-based Saudi journalist, Jamal Khashoggi, whom Turkish officials say was killed and dismembered by Saudi agents inside Saudi Arabia's consulate in Istanbul. Associated Press White House correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
A Turkish newspaper published gruesome details from what it says is audio and video evidence of Khashoggi being tortured and killed at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul.
We've asked for it if it exists.
The president says he's not sure if it does. He continues urging patience as both Turkey and Saudi Arabia investigate what happened to Khashoggi. Turkish officials say Saudi agents killed him, but the president's repeating the kingdom's denials, while insisting he's not giving cover to the Saudis. At the same time, he repeatedly told reporters today they're key allies, spending billions on U.S. military hardware.
An 18-year-old student has shot and killed 19 people and wounded more than 50 others at a technical college in Crimea. Police say the shooter was a fourth-year student at the college in the Black Sea city of Kerch. He was found dead at the scene of an apparent suicide. Of the 53 wounded, 12 were in critical condition. Officials said the shooter's mother, who is a nurse, helped treat many of the wounded, unaware that her son was responsible for the carnage or that he was dead. Afghan lawmaker Abdul Jabbar Khwarizmi was killed Wednesday when a bomb exploded under his office chair. He was a candidate in this week's parliamentary elections. Taliban militants have claimed responsibility. This is VOA News. In Zimbabwe, an inquiry into the cause of at least 7 deaths in a post-election protest has begun. Correspondent Columbus Mavunga reports for VOA from Harare.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa appointed the independent commission, which is headed by former South African President Halema Mohlante. It has 3 months to bring closure to the shootings in which at least 7 protesters were killed and dozens of people were injured. The opposition protesters were in the streets demanding the release of Zimbabwe's July presidential election results. The government says police were overwhelmed, so it called in the army, which has been silent on who was responsible for the killings.
Activists in Malawi are protesting the construction of a statue of India's independence leader Mahatma Gandhi. The statue is being erected in the commercial capital Blantyre as part of a deal for India to build a $10 million convention center. But protesters say the statue is an insult to Malawians and Africa because of racial slurs Gandhi made as a young man. Correspondent Lamech Messina reports from Blantyre.
Gandhi's racial slurs were documented in letters the Indian leader wrote as a young man while living in South Africa in the late 1800s. In the letters, Gandhi referred to Africans savages and kafirs, an insulting term for black Africans when comparing them with the Indian population. Gandhi's relatives and supporters note that the comments were common parents at the time and that he made no similar slurs in later life.
The U.S. State Department on Wednesday welcomed Vietnam's release of the dissident blogger Nguyen Ngoc Nhu Quynh, also known as Mother Mushroom. She had been in prison for 2 years on charges of defaming Vietnam's communist government. Quynh wrote about human rights and industrial pollution. After her arrest in October 2016, she was sentenced to 10 years in prison. State Department said she's now traveling to the United States with her family at her request. Her release coincided with a visit to Vietnam by U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis. More than $1 billion in combined potential prize money is up for grabs this week in the U.S. Mega Millions and Powerball lotteries. The jackpot for the Mega Millions is at a record $667 million, or $380 million in a cash payout. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.